Hello, you're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 54, and we're going to be discussing who moves in with who. Okay, or whom, excuse me. You want to be correct. Who moves in with who? Okay, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, right? Like, who is going to go where when you get into a relationship? Who's going to go where? Who's going to move in with the other person? Okay. Before we get into that, I want to take a quick moment and say thank you to each and every one of you for showing up today, listening in. I appreciate you. I appreciate your feedback. I appreciate your questions. I hope I'm answering them as we're going along in these different podcasts. Okay. Now, if I'm not, please send me a message and let me know. And, you know, I will do my best to answer your question. Okay. Now, back to our podcast, episode number 54, who moves in with who? Okay, when you're in a relationship, like, what do? You're in a committed, exclusive relationship now. You don't have to move in right away if you don't want to. You can still be in that exclusive relationship and not live together. A lot of people actually discuss and say that that's the most, that's the best way to go, is not to move in with one another in the beginning. Now, there are a lot of other people that will say that's not correct. Go ahead and move in with them. If it's going to help you both out in so many different ways, a lot of people do it financially, and a lot of people do it because they just want to, you know? Like, in my opinion, I would do it because I just wanted to be with that person. And at the same time, you don't want to, you know, be feeding the other person without them giving you a commitment. So I would suggest that you don't move in with somebody else without them giving you a full commitment. Okay. Because otherwise they can string you along for years. I've had that happen to me. I did it down, and I had that happen to me a couple times, and it was very sad. And, you know, I bought the house. You know, I raised their kids from other parents. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, really? So, and then you find out that the type of people that do that are liars, and they lied to you in the beginning and kept you there because they really didn't think they could get a better person until their real true colors came out, and you found out that, they were lying the whole time, and you didn't like them, but you already moved in and you already did all this and made all these different changes, and maybe you should have walked away. So, you know, don't ever think that you can't walk away, because you can. And I almost signed on the dotted line for the house that I was buying. And I remember I looked up and I was like, man, because we just got in this big argument. I looked up and I was like, I don't know. Because I had been lied to, you know, I had been disrespected already. I was like, but then at the same time, I was like, well, no one's going to keep me from living my life. And I want to do this. And so I'm going to do it. And so I was able to do it on my own. I said, okay. So I did. This person didn't respect that at all. Actually, they were extremely disrespectful about the entire situation. And, even though they placated it to everyone else around us that they were respectful, they absolutely were not in any human level. At the same time, it was very sad, and it was a life experience for me. And at the same time, that's why I am who I am today, because I went through different types of experiences. I'm not pinpointing this at one single person. So if anyone that I know listens to this, you know, don't go there. Okay, just think about your life and how it applies to you. Okay. I want to make that clear too, because not everything that I'm explaining Not everybody understands what I'm talking about. If they think they know what I'm talking about, you probably don't. So don't try to figure it out. Just listen to what I'm saying and then go from there. Okay, that's important. Now, what I am going to explain is, do you want to go ahead and move in with someone else? Well, you know what? What I would say is, the way I work today is I don't sit there and I don't look at a past experience and say, oh, okay, well, we didn't work, so nothing's going to work. If I ever move in with someone again, it'll never work. So I don't think that way, and neither should you. And what I'm trying to explain is, if you want to move in with somebody again, then move in with them. So what? You know, it's a different person, and don't bring your baggage from the old relationship into your new one. If you do, then you haven't healed yet. And that's my whole point, is a lot of people will bring their baggage and they'll actually be really upset with the new person. And they'll actually sit there and they'll say, you know what? You know, you're going to pay for what my ex did. Well, what I would do is I ended up going and I you don't want to pay. You don't want to make anyone pay for what your ex did or any relationship that you had before. So you need to clear your mind and heal and forgive them and forgive yourself for being in the relationship. Forgive them for being a you know what of a human or a non-human, whatever they were, whatever they did to you. Whatever your past did to you, your kids, when you were a kid, while you were kids, what your parents did to you, what your friends did to you, what anybody did to you, okay? Forgive all of them. And if you did stuff to other people, you need to go back and tell them you're sorry, because you'll never heal still if you don't go back and say you're sorry, if you actually did something that's worth an apology. Does that make sense? Now, if you hurt someone, you should always apologize. If you have a perpetrator let me clarify this. If you have a perpetrator that comes at you and tries to kill you and you have self-defense and you're like, try to kick their ass, or you like basically drop kick them, you don't need to apologize to them for that, okay? I'm going to make that clearer, because that's not what I just said. What I'm saying is, if you just hurt someone just vindictively or plain right out, you're just a person that's a jerk or, you know, jackhole, and you just randomly go and hurt people, or you're a narcissist or what have you, and you get your kicks out of being dramatized on a daily basis, which is disgusting behavior, you know? I mean, get out of the world, you know, get the freak out of the way from everyone else. It's super fantastic, okay? Because all you're doing is you're jacking up the entire world. And especially if you want that person to still be around you, but you're acting out and being a jerk, you're pushing them away. You're pushing them away to the point where they'll never ever speak to you again, okay? So that's important to remember. So the more you think you getting upset with somebody else and triggering them to leave, which they will, if you're disrespecting them, the more, you know, you're going to feel sad. Do you want to feel sad? Of course not. And if you do, then you have a lot of healing to do, and that's fine, but you need to go do that healing, okay? And then get back on the, get back on your path after that. Don't think that it's the end of the world ever. Always think that you can reverse things, unless you are just somebody that is a narcissist. I'm going to explain that most narcissists, I've never met a narcissist that doesn't get out of the narcissistic mannerisms, behavioral sets. They will always act the way a narcissist will. Extremely dangerous and disgusting and sad. At the same time, they are who they are, and you need to get away from them. Okay, don't try to fix people, everyone. Okay, people will alter their behaviors if they want to. All you can do is inspire them by stating the fact that you don't like the behavior that they're displaying. And you can even, you know, you can even go and tell someone about it and see what happens. And, you know, most of the time they'll twist shit around, like I was explaining before, and try to jack you up instead. And so sometimes it's like, is it worth it? Or should you just move away from this person? Honest to God, I think they should be the ones that have to move, not you. Because I'm not a believer in an asshole winning anything. And if you have a jerk off that's going to actually like try to master manipulate all these different people and continuously lie and make up false accusations and all this stuff, and then keep that going. And the other person doesn't even know about it, but it's just something that all of a sudden is happening. And the other person's like dumbfounded and they have no idea what's even going on, but everyone else does. Does that make sense? Like, that's a narcissistic person and disgusting person. And people are hateful and pissed and angry and stressed out and all that stuff can become that narcissist. And if they were raised a certain way, it's very simple for them to go into that mannerism. At the same time, what I would explain is get away from them, okay? What you want to do is you want to find someone that's super fantastic, super amazing, super available and ready, completely, you know, on the same wavelength as you. You can talk to them. You can communicate. You know they've got your back. This is another thing I need to make very clear is before you move in with someone, you're not going to, you want to know you want to explain to the other person that if it's a woman, a male, or whoever, woman to woman, male to male, whoever is playing the male or female role, you want to explain to one another that if there is any abuse physically, mentally, or verbally, and you state it to them and you explain to them that you are not going to take this anymore and their behaviors need to be altered, and they continue to do it over and over and over again. In other words, they never alter their behaviors. It's because they're closed off. They're not open-minded. They're in a mindset of themselves and not everyone else, even though they may come back at you and say they're for everyone else, but they're not, because they're displaying that behavior specifically. And so what you want to do is not move in with them. And don't move in with someone like that, okay? Don't do it. They are not the one for you. I would explain to get away from them immediately. I've studied different behaviors and the patterns of them. And so when I remove myself from someone or anyone or any friendship, girl or boy, you know, and I'm not gay, but I don't have any problems with people being gay. I have a million gay friends and I think it's fantastic. Whatever you want to do and you're happy, amen. Amen. Be who you want to be. I don't care, you know. We are who we are and I think we need to embrace it. The thing of it is don't come to me and mistreat me as a human being. That's how I should say it. Don't come to me and mistreat me as a human being because you're angry with yourself and your past life and all that stuff, okay? That's not going to get me to move in with you, all right? And you're not going to move in with me at all. And no. You know, be careful with people that want to use you for your money, okay? They're the ones that won't sign anything. If you ask them to sign a prenup, they won't sign it. They're using you for your money. Or they'll come back at you. Oh my God, I can't believe you don't love me. That's ridiculous. You're making me sign this. Okay, you know what? That's sad. You should love the person for the person. It has nothing to do with their money, their social status, or anything like that. It has to do with their mannerisms and their character and how you feel when you're around them, how you guys have that chemistry and that connection, and how you respond to one another's bodies, you know. And I mean, it's very deep. It goes extremely deep. But the thing of it is you want to make sure that before you do move in with someone that you have that connection. And I think that's important. And, you know, is sex always great with every connection? No, it's not. No, absolutely not. It's not. And I think that's important also because that can make it and break it. And I think you can teach the other person how to have sex with you, how to, make you aroused and allow you to become, completely and totally into them sexually. But if you don't even know what you like, then how are they going to know? You know, you can't even teach them. So my point is everyone needs to understand what they like. That's my whole point. Understand your wants, needs, desires, what you like, and then you can teach it to your partner. But without your partner knowing, and you can't even explain it to them, like each partner, even if it's your first partner, you need to figure it out. You guys need to try different things on yourselves and with each other. And I go over this stuff with different podcasts and see what works best. And can you get married before all that? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. The thing of it is a lot of people can do that and then they're not like into it once they have it. They're like, oh, this really isn't what I expected it to be. Well, you know, you can't go into different things with expectations like that, okay? Because that's not fair. We can hype stuff up on our own, in our own minds, and be like, yeah, this person's gonna be amazing. And then when the time comes, you hyped it up so much that it isn't what you expected. Well, that's why you shouldn't have expectations. You know, you should have expectations that you're going to enjoy it and you're going to just allow whatever to happen. That's a clear and great expectation to have. Don't be like, it has to be like this, and this. You know, that's great if you want to write it to your partner and be like, oh, you know, to arouse them. That's fantastic because that just kind of feeds the flame, you know. It keeps that fire burning, and that's what you want. And you want to do that forever, you know, if you can. Just don't do the same thing every single time. But at the same time, you're working with what you have to work with. And so people need to also remember that too, and don't judge their partner. Your partner's there for you. And obviously they love you if they're trying, okay? So give them that chance at the same time. Don't just walk off because that's rude and disgusting. If you're really considering moving in with someone and you love them and you tell them that and you're like, I love you and I'm in love with you and I want you to move with me and I want to get married and all this stuff and let's have our family and let's have our dog and cats and what have you, or any pets or horses, you know, whatever you want. People have chickens, goats, and, you know, little bunnies. You know, I've had all the different farm animals except my own horse, but other people had horses, so I get to ride on them. So that was super fun. I love them. They're beautiful. At the same time, I like running on them. I think they're just so much fun. At the same time, you have to be able to take care of them, okay? So make sure you're with somebody that is on the same wavelength as taking care of your pets, too. That's important because you don't want to move in with somebody and you leave your pet with them and they don't even take care of your pet, okay? That will cause a divorce in a minute from a relationship. There are so many people that are like, oh, my God, like, especially new, younger people, they're like, oh my God, like I left you with my cat, or I left you with my dog, or I left you with my bunny, or I left you with my little horse, you know, I left you with my chickens and you couldn't even feed them, you know, or how long have they been in this room by themselves and you didn't even go check on them? Like, why would you stick them in a room? You know, these are real world questions that and situations and scenarios that happen to people on a daily basis, and it causes extreme anxiety and chaos and fights and hurt feelings when it's not necessary. And you want to just ask these people these questions, like, how do you feel about animals? You know, do you like them? Do you care about them? You're like, whatever, you know. Well, take that as a whatever, you know what I mean? And don't try to make it as though that meant, oh, they love them, because that's not what they said. So remember what they're saying when they say it, because that's what they mean. Okay, if they come back and they're like, no, that's not what I meant. Well, okay, they're having a problem with communicating. They need to learn how to communicate better and express themselves in a different way. But that's up to you to ask them also and say, is this what you really meant? Because that's a deal breaker for me. Like, I'll leave you. If you want to abuse animals, like, then we're done. You know what I mean? Like, it's point blank. That's serious. And some people are like, no, you wouldn't do that. And then all of a sudden you're in a relationship and you get a cat and he throws the cat up against the wall. You know what I mean? Or wrings their neck in front of you because the cat, threw up on the floor because it was sick and you didn't give it get it to the doctor, but the pet's going to be punished now for being sick. It's like having a baby and your partner going up and wringing your baby's neck and throwing him up against the fucking wall and being like, I can't believe you just threw up, you piece of shit, die. You know what I mean? Like, that's the exact same thing. So men, that's how we women think. When we see that kind of behavior, or you leaving them in the room for all day, or you're not checking on them, or something happens and you're just, it comes across as though you don't care. And women to men and men to women, all of it, it doesn't really matter the gender and anything I say, but I'm going to speak this specifically from women to men. If there's a woman out there that can't stand animals, and I feel sorry for you. You know what I mean? Then maybe you need to go get some help and go to a therapist and think about why you're so angry within yourself. Okay, that's important. And I'm not judging you, but I'm explaining that there's a mental situation there that needs some looking at. Okay? Okay, and it's extremely important because that is a severe issue with people that move in with one another, is their pets. Who's going to take care of what? Well, if you can't take care of a freaking pet, you can't take care of a baby. And we move in with one another and we want to procreate and we want to have children with one another. I'm damn sure is not going to move in with somebody and have their kid if they can't even take care of their own kid or their own pet. You know what I mean? Like, seriously? Are you kidding me? Like, if you can't even take care of your own kid and you want me to, like, come in, like, excuse me? Like, I'm not there for it to be used. You know what I mean? Like, and you shouldn't either. Nobody should be there to be used. And if you're going to mistreat your own kids and mistreat your own pets, then, you need to, the other person needs to figure out whether or not you're compatible with them or not. You want to stay or not. And I would suggest that you left. And that's a deal breaker. Okay. So who's going to move in with whom? Let's take all of that scenario and throw it out the window. Okay, we're going to start fresh right this second. So breathe in and breathe out and exhale that scenario. Okay, one more time. Breathe in and breathe out and exhale that scenario. Okay. So what we're going to do for this next scenario is we are going to be in a phenomenal relationship dynamic where we both communicate with one another on every level. We're both very open to one another. We're both very confident within ourselves. And trust the relationship that we have and the foundation that we're building. And then we decide that we're going to go ahead and move that forward to a place of complete happiness and bliss. Okay, because that's where you can go. If you want to go there, then you make it happen. You create that happiness and bliss within that dynamic. And it takes a lot of perseverance and understanding and trust and loyalty and honesty and stability. It takes a lot of following through with what you say. And so I also want to explain that if you say you're going to do something, it's so important to follow through with it. And if you can't follow through with it when in the time period that you said you could, then all it takes is one simple thing, and that is to say, hey, I know I said I was going to do this at this time. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I wanted to. My intentions were real. They were true. And I was being honest with you, and I wanted to make that happen. But because of this and this, it all of a sudden came into our lives and disrupted what we were trying to accomplish right then, which that's how life works. Okay, stuff happens like that all the time. I'm going to have to get back to you, and I'm going to have to do it. Don't say by tomorrow if you can't do it tomorrow. Say, you know, give them a couple days. I'm going to have to do it by next week. I can't give you a specific day, but I will have it done by next week. Okay, and that gives people enough time to get back to you. And then you're not being let down. And you're not letting your partner down by giving them some false hope. Because if you give them the false hope and you don't follow through again, that's detrimental. It's so detrimental, because what you're doing is you're forming a pattern of what your partner thinks. You're lying to them now. He can't even keep his word. Or she can't even keep her word. She keeps telling me she's going to do this, and then she doesn't do it. Now it's a pattern, because she said she was sorry and she's going to do it now. Now I can't trust her when she says she's sorry. Now I can't trust him when he says he's sorry, because he's still not following through when he says he's going to. See, what happens is the partner gave themselves false expectations, and they can't live up to the expectations they gave themselves. So what you want to do is don't do that. You don't give yourself expectations that you can't achieve, okay? It's like saying, here's an analogy, a good analogy. It would be like telling your partner that your partner's like, oh, honey, oh, you know, are you going to, you know, are you going to be on The Voice tomorrow? And you're like, absolutely. And you haven't even tried out, and you haven't gone to any auditions, you know, you haven't done anything. And like, how the hell are you going to be on The Voice? And they're like, well, you said you were going to be on The Voice. And they're like, well, are you going to be on The Voice tomorrow? Oh yeah, I'm going to be on there. Well, no, you're not. You know what I'm saying? And then they're like, dude, you keep saying you're going to be on there, but you're not. And now I can't trust you. You know, or if you want to keep it more simplified and you want to keep it in the household, honey, are you gonna pay the bill? Are you gonna pay the water bill? Let's do this. Let's say you have a house. Are you gonna pay the water bill, honey? You guys split up the bills, okay? Yes, honey, I'm gonna pay the water bill. Okay, well, it's due today. You know, this is the last day. It's due today. It's like, you can't wait anymore. It's due today, or they're gonna shut it off. I got it. It's okay. I'm gonna pay the water bill. It's fine. Okay. You come home, you gave him the money even. Like, you wrote him a check. You know, and you're like, here, you just got to drop it off in the Dropbox. And then they come home and they still have your check sitting in their console of their vehicle. Because you get in, because they're like, let's go eat, you know. Okay, you get in and it's sitting right there. And you're like, okay, so you didn't pay the water bill. And now you're in a car, and you don't want to have a discussion while you're in your car. But now you're in your car and you left the check there, and what are you going to do now? You know, like, why didn't you drop this off? Oh, I don't know. I forgot. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow comes and you didn't do it. Oh, I forgot. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, the next day comes and your water's turned off, and your neighbor's like, oh my gosh, I just turned your water, but you know, ringing your doorbell. I just turned your water back on for you because I saw the guy come up and turned your water off. Yeah, thanks. You know, that you can't trust the person. You can't trust them to do what they're going to do and follow through with what they're going to do. And these are real world situations that are really disgusting. And it's like, if you're feeling overwhelmed, then say you're overwhelmed. Don't fluff shit up and just say it point blank. I'm overwhelmed. I can't do it. Can you do it?
and allow someone else to get it done
because they can go do it.
But they're expecting you to because you made it very clear that you're the one that's going to take over that and you're in charge and blah, 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 blah. You know what? If you're going to go there and you don't do it, then don't expect anyone to trust you and don't expect your relationship to last because it's not going to. And you broke it yourself because you're the liar, not them. They're trying to work with you and you're not working with anyone else, and nor yourself. So think about that, you guys, before you move in with someone. consider what's important to you. The temperatures. What temperature you're going to be living in. That's important. I know people that moved to sub-zero degree weather, and their favorite place is the freaking beach. And they're like, oh my God, like, I can't even, like, I walk outside and I think that I'm going to pass out because it's so cold. I'm like, going to be stuck, you know, like, I'm going to walk out and freeze and be stuck in a position and be like an icicle, like a human statue icicle, you know? And they're like, I don't like this, or I don't want to shovel snow, or, you know, stuff like that. So that can break relationship too. You know, you guys have to be compatible and think about what it is you like. I'm pretty diverse. I've lived in the snow. I've lived with the farm animals. I've lived at the beach. You know, I've lived in the mountains. I lived in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. So I totally understand a lot of the different scenarios. So I get it. Okay, extreme hot temperatures where you're like, think you're gonna die. You know, it's like, get it. I haven't gone to the extreme sub-zero temperatures, and nor do I want to. So I won't do that, period. Nor do I want to experience it. Unless I'm on, like, National Geographic or something, and I'm on a mission to just explore something for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. Like, I'm not going to be, like, trying to move there. So... You know what I mean? I'm like, that's what I'm saying. You're like going to sing a song to somebody, you're on tour and you're a singer, an artist or something, or you're giving a presentation to another country. That's fine. But if you're going to be just randomly living there, you know, most people aren't going to want to live there unless they're used to it. Most people that are born into it are just used to it. And it's not, they don't really know anything different. And so that makes a big difference. Okay, I'm the type of person also, like, if there's a hurricane or if there is, let's take it to the hurricane. If there's a hurricane, I need to be with someone that's going to leave. Like, we have to be able to leave the state, leave that whole area that we're in and get out of there if there's a hurricane coming because I want to feel safe. I don't want to be stuck there. I know what it's like to be in there. It's a horrible, it's terrifying, extremely terrifying, okay, extremely terrifying, never know what's going to happen, and some people are like, who cares, it's just a hurricane, well, you know, I love myself, and I love my life, and some people don't care about themselves, and they don't care, they're like, whatever, it's some rain with some wind, well, not necessarily, it'll actually kill you, but okay, that's the difference, like, some people take it very nonchalantly, and some people really are like, no, you know, I'm going to leave. I'm the person that wants to leave and I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to have a family with somebody that isn't going to leave and makes me want to, makes me stay there with them. Like, who does that? Come on, everyone. Seriously? So there are so many people that do that to other people and they make them stay there. And I'm like, what you do is you make them hate you. You make the other person resent you and want to kick your ass as hard as possible. And it causes extreme chaos, anxiety, and pain within themselves. And they remember that. And then they look at you every day and they can't stand the look at your face anymore because of the way you made them feel. Because you placed them in danger and stuck them there and forced them in their minds to stay there. So I say, make sure you're with someone that's compatible. And if you both want to stay there, go for it. And if you both want to go, then that's, you know, the best way to do it. But don't
be, don't be one or the other trying to be with somebody that's not going to go and the other person's going to go. You know what I mean? Because you might end up being the guy that just gets left behind and you end up dying. And you and your kids, the wife and kids are gone because they're the smart ones that left. You know, let's use logic. Use logic, everyone. Okay, that's important. Safety is important for women, men. It's not as important for men as it is for women. Women look at safety differently than men do. What you want to do is ask your partner how they feel safe. And men ask the woman, how do you feel safe? What makes you feel safe? What makes you feel safe? And discuss it. Okay, that's like, how do you get to know? Otherwise, you won't know and you're just like accepting stuff and you're like randomly like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck in a situation where you're having a panic attack and you don't know what to do and you think you're going to die because there's a storm coming and you're about to like be blown away by a huge, gigantic hurricane and tornadoes and wind bands that are like, you know, 200 miles an hour. And you're like, are you serious? Like, we really need to stay for this because you didn't want to go, you know, and also... So figure these things out before you move in with someone. If you guys are on the same page, then go for it. You know, you want to be engaged? Go for it. Go for it. Move in. If you want to move in with someone, I've always been asked, to be married and then was moved in. Okay. If you want to, of course, I didn't marry them, and thank God I didn't, because I would be divorced, and I didn't want to be divorced with their kids, and that's why I didn't have their kids also, because they had their own already, and I knew they couldn't take care of them, and I ended up having to take care of everyone, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Like, that's not my job, you know? Like, I need a man that can man up and be the man, and, like, if we have a family, we have a family, and you take care of us. Like, you're the man. I'm old-fashioned to that degree, and I'm not going to date down again and, be the man. Like, hello, I'm a woman. I need to be treated like the queen. You can be my king. I'm your queen. Okay, that's the dynamic. Or emperor and empress. Okay, got it? So my point is, figure out what you want. If you're going to move in with the other, fine, do it. Do what you want. But the thing of it is just make sure that, you know, you guys are on the same page. Who's going to watch what? If you have pets, who's going to help each other out? What your schedules are? Who's going to help clean what? You know, are you men? I cannot physically stand a man that wants me to be his servant because I'm like, I'm not your servant. Like, I'm not your mom. Or if you want me to be your mom, like, I'm not your mom. Like, you have a mom, and that's what moms are for, but I'm not your mom, and nor do I want to be your mom. Like, I'm your partner, and I'm like, I'm not here to be like, hey, let me do this and kiss your feet and do the business and take this and do that. You know, I would do that for you anyway, but as soon as you just expect me to do all that is when I'm disgusted with you. And immediately, it's appalling and disgusting. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, here we go. Like, there are so many people that are like, expect you to be their servant. And I'm like, are you freaking serious? So you guys think about this stuff because so many women can't stand that in a man, but they just do it anyway. Cause they're like, well, I gotta freaking compromise something, you know, or everything. I want to be by myself all my life. Well, I'd rather be by myself. Fuck that shit. Don't compromise, you know? There's certain things. Don't compromise your happiness so you're pissed off on a daily basis. Because all you're going to do is upset the other person on a daily basis. And everyone that comes around you on a daily basis. And oh my God, like, I know people and I work with some of them that are upset on a daily basis. And all they do is complain. And it's exhausting to the highest degree of humanity. where you're like, oh my God. And they like want to kill everyone around them constantly. And it's disgusting. So, you know what? Like, they need to heal. They need to heal. So, what I'm trying to explain to everyone is don't go there. Find out what's going on within your life, within your partnership, what it is that, you know, is compatible, what's not compatible. If you're already together and you've already been going through this, then sit down together and be like, or write something, write all this down and be like, okay, this is what I like about our relationship. This is what I don't like. This is what I would rather it be this way. This is what why I don't like this. Okay. Do it like that. And then you guys both go over it with one another without having alcohol in your system. Cause that's when people will want to rip each other's asses into pieces, and they'll respond in a different way than they normally would if they hadn't been drinking. And then they might even become belligerent while they're explaining it to you if they've been drinking. So you want to do it without any alcohol or substance abuse. No smoking pot, you know, no, I don't smoke pot, but a lot of people do. Like, no extra drugs in your system. Okay? Otherwise, what happens is your mind is not in its full capacity and it's not going to respond in the way your thought process and your thinking process is not going to respond in the way that it should or it normally would if you weren't under the influence of some other type of substance. Okay? That's how that works. And that's when people, like, you know, they'll break up in a second, you know, and then they, the next day they're like, oh my God, I didn't mean that. Well, you know, you probably didn't mean it because you said it all and you did it all when you were under a substance, and now you're not under a substance and you're like, oh my God. But you know what? In so many ways, if you're going to constantly be under a substance and you can't get away from that substance, then you have a problem with the substance and a substance abuse. And is something that you should think about taking care of so that it doesn't continue to happen. And hopefully you're with a partner that understands that and is willing to work with you and stay with you. Okay, because that's important. So consider that. Think about it. And, you know, I think I'm going to leave it at that for right now. But who's going to move in with whom? You know, if it's all there and you guys are having that awesome connection and chemistry, you know, why not? If it all works out, there's no reason to not move in with each other. You know, you're willing to get married. You are going to be engaged, or you are engaged, and then you move in with one another. You have that commitment. Then go for it. I think you should be engaged. But I also think that you should follow through and make that date of when you're going to get married before you do it too, because otherwise a lot of people are like, we're engaged, and you buy the rings and stuff and then you don't get married. And we're going to buy the house first. No, don't do that. Nope. Either someone already has a house or what have you, but otherwise you need to make that date and you need to set it and start prioritizing that so that commitment stays in place. That comes first. Your commitment comes first. Everything else comes after that. Got it? That's a real dynamic of a real relationship and a true committed relationship. Otherwise, they can stay with you for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And be like, well, I guess I should marry you. Well, that's bullshit. You were there. So, you know, either you want to or you don't. Don't ever tell someone that. That's like disgusting behavior and rude. Okay. So many people do that. Well, I guess I owe it to you. You're with me for 7 years. Well, are you serious? You don't owe anybody anything. Like, you should want to, and don't make people feel bad because, or like they're your last result, you know, result, whatever. So, okay. Anyway, my point is, if you're going to move in with one another, go ahead, get engaged. Why not? You love them. Get engaged. Set the date. Move in. Live happily ever after. Okay, you guys have your wedding, plan it out, learn about one another, have each other's backs, be trustful, loyal, honest, be as stable as possible, learn to communicate with one another. If you need some help, let me know. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for joining with Love Talk with Kira. Have a wonderful night, day, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk soon. Okay. All right. Take care.